Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the Bay Area bracing for a drenching this week. Good afternoon, Emlyn Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. We've got live team coverage on the incoming storm. Meteorologist Mary Lee breaks down the full timeline.
But let's begin with KPIX 5's Justin Andrews live in San Rafael talking with public works crews about all the preparations. Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. For months, we've dealt with droughts and drought conditions for several months. Now, we could be potentially talking about downpours with the rainfall expected to come our way. That's why this afternoon we have Liz Lewis with Marin Public County, Marin Public Works. Talk to us about right now. You said crews for months have been working for this, working on this. What have they done?
Yeah, so our crews are planning 24/7 for the winter season. So our maintenance crews and our engineering staff, our maintenance crews have been working on cleaning out the creeks and the flood zones. And then along those creeks, sometimes there's flood walls and pump stations and levees. And they've been, you know, inspecting those and making sure those are all buttoned up for the winter. And then our road crews have been working out. We have over 400 lane miles in Marin County. So they've been out in the low-lying areas inspecting the storm drains the streets, cleaning those out, getting everything out of the storm drain system, and basically cleaning out all the drainages that you know, move water into those inlets and making sure everything's all ready to go for the rain this week.
Sure. Months-long process they've been going through. What can people at home, if they're watching at home, they're like, what can I do around my property? So what would you recommend people do before this rain moves in?
Well, first thing, if you're in a low-lying area and you think you're going to need some sandbags, have those ready. Like, go out and get those today. Don't wait, you know, for the rain event. So make sure you have those in plenty of time. Walk around your property. So when you drive onto your property, is there any drainage, you know, across the driveway? Make sure that's cleaned out. Take a look at your gutters and all along your rooftop. Make sure all the leaves and everything are cleaned out of the gutters and the downspouts are all open and free and flowing. And yeah, just make sure you take a walk around your property because you know it best. So the areas that you need to attend to, make sure you have the materials and the supplies ahead of time.
Yeah. Last thing for you, Liz. Are there any concerns with this storm that you all have?
You know, not particularly. We're looking forward to the first couple of rains, just like everybody else. But I think with the drought, you know, we'll be watching the winds carefully because we know our trees are drought stressed.
Perfect. Liz, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Again, this rain is expected to come later today. So all of the tips she just gave us this afternoon, be sure you do it today during the daytime because this rain will be moving in. We're live in Marin County this afternoon. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
All right, good advice, Justin. Thank you. And with that, let's hand things over to Mary Lee for a quick look at what we can expect here.
All right, Lon, I think it's so good to prepare for these storms because we're going to see one after the other, just really setting up for an active weather pattern for us here in the Bay Area. So it's dry for now, and we're going to see more clouds stream in this afternoon. Rain returns tonight with our first cold front moving in. That'll bring widespread rain back to the Bay Area, and we are looking at on and off rain all week long. So several days of this, these rounds of rain for us. Now, right now we are going to see those clouds stream in as we head through the afternoon and watch as we head through tonight. This is stopping the clock at 11 p.m. with that cold front pushing across the Bay Area. We're going to time it out for you as we take you through the next couple of days on Futurecast coming up in just a few minutes. Back to you.
A live look at Oakland now. Today marks the 30 years since the Oakland Hills firestorm. The 1991 fire killed 25 people, injured 150 others, and destroyed over 3,200 homes. A ceremony to honor the lives lost was held over the weekend.
I'm Ann Makovic at the live news desk, and San Francisco's Mayor London Breed just made an announcement about a huge cash offer for people who are helping with a tip leading to the arrest of somebody responsible for one of the many car break-ins in San Francisco. Taking a live look at the city right now, you could get up to $100,000 to help take down one of the organized criminal fencing operations known to fuel vehicle smash and grabs. All the money coming from private donors in the hospitality and tourism industry, people that are sick of what they've been seeing. They've raised $225,000 so far. The problem, all too obvious, videos posted to social media showing that theft only takes a few seconds, and witnesses or drivers passing by don't even seem to deter burglars day or night. Some people in the marina have even begun paying for a private security guard to patrol their neighborhoods. On Friday, dash cam video caught repeated smash and grabs in Fisherman's Wharf at Beach Street in Columbus, awaiting black Audi, followed closely before the suspect eventually hopped in.
The criminals are committing these acts in broad daylight in this city, and they think that they can get away with it. And the goal is to make sure that they know eyes and ears are on the streets, and we're not going to let them get away with it.
Now, on Friday, a high-profile incident, popular Australian singer Clinton Kane, the victim of a robbery in Cow Hollow. When he tried to stop it, he ended up with a gun to his head. Thieves made off with more than $30,000 worth of camera equipment. Now, police say they believe there are fewer than a dozen major criminal fencing operations responsible for the vast majority of car break-ins around the entire Bay Area over the last couple of years. We'll see if this puts a dent in it. Back to you.
We will see, Ann. Thank you. A fire in Mountain View left several businesses damaged along a commercial strip on El Camino Real. You can see here, flames were shooting up from the middle of the building. The fire intensified as crews arrived on the scene last night, and people staying in a hotel next door were forced to evacuate.
You didn't expect to be evacuated from your building tonight, huh?
Nope. It's been a long day. I started at like 4 a.m. in Colorado and was hoping to get a good night's rest, but a little more excitement than I had planned for.
The cause of the fire is under investigation, and there are no reports of any injuries.
In the East Bay, bus service is being suspended for around 1,400 Berkeley Elementary students due to COVID-19 exposures. According to the school district, the exposure is impacting 11 drivers. That's more than half its transportation staff. A spokesperson from the school district assures there is no inner transmission reported. Some parents we spoke to said overall the suspension isn't the most they've had to worry about.
She's already lost 3 weeks of school because she got exposed to a positive case outside of school. And we have to take her out of school, get a COVID test for her, maybe get a COVID test for us, depending on whether we had contact with that person. And I think it's only been 9 or 10 weeks of school, and she's already lost three of them. And it completely throws us into disruption of childcare because we suddenly have to change our schedules around. So actually, this is a pretty light impact, all things considered.
Any students who are late because of the suspension will be excused. The New York Times is reporting that the FDA is on the verge of allowing people to get different COVID-19 booster shots than their original COVID vaccinations. Skylar Henry has more details from FDA headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland.
The FDA could be set to approve the mix and match use of COVID-19 vaccines as booster shots.
I think what the FDA is going to say is they're going to make it easy. You can get a different booster if you want, but we're going to recommend staying with the same brand if you can.
The New York Times reports the move could come as soon as Wednesday, and an FDA spokesperson confirms the agency has the power to make the authorization if it feels it's needed.
In the real world, all these kind of combinations or extra boosters are already happening. So I think it's a matter of some urgency.
An FDA official hinted at the move during a hearing Friday, where an independent advisory committee approved a second dose for people with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Dr. Marks, is it possible that there might be an EUA down the road, not necessarily right away, about the whole mix and match strategy?
I would say it's possible.
That's all I wanted to hear.
The FDA approval for booster shots comes as tensions are on the rise for a minority of Americans who are holding out from getting their first vaccine doses.
Thousands protested in California Monday, saying kids should not be kicked out of the classroom because they're unvaccinated.
I am vaccinated, but I do think that people should have a choice on whether they get vaccinated or not, because the vaccine, has been out for that long.
And in Chicago, the city has begun placing some police officers on unpaid leave for failing to update their vaccine status. Those officers could eventually be fired. Skylar Henry, CBS News, Silver Spring, Maryland.
More than a third of Chicago police officers have failed to update their vaccine status, missing a Friday deadline to do so.
San Jose Shark Evander Kane has been slapped with a 21-game suspension. This is for submitting a fake COVID-19 vaccine card. The National Hockey League also announced a separate investigation found no evidence to substantiate abuse claims by his estranged wife. In the meantime, Kane won't be eligible to play until November 30th. He will also forfeit that portion of his salary, nearly $1.7 million, to the Players Emergency Assistance Fund. In a statement, the Shark said, quote, "We are extremely disappointed by his disregard for health and safety protocols, but the team declined to comment any further until the suspension is lifted." And Evander Kane isn't the only sports figure in hot water over vaccine mandates. Washington State University's head football coach Nick Rolovich has been fired over his refusal to get the vaccine. Rolovich is the first major college coach to lose his job over COVID vaccination status.
A live look from San Francisco, where a new scholarship program is now available. The goal is to encourage vaccinations for youth 12 to 17 years old. City officials say eligible students who have been vaccinated can enter the drawing for a four-year scholarship at SF State. There will be 10 lucky winners. According to the California Department of Education, statewide enrollment in K through 12 public schools fell by 160,000 students in 2020 to 2021. Locally, West Contra Costa Unified says that it anticipates a loss of around $30 million in the district's budget. This could likely result in staff layoffs.
An officer for the U.S. Public Health Service is making history as the first female and first openly transgender four-star officer in the agency. This is Dr. Rachel Levine being sworn in as a four-star admiral. Levine is the Assistant Secretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Tuesday, she posted on Twitter, she is deeply honored to take this role.